Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Gujarat Industries Power Company Limited Q4 and FY26 earnings conference call. This call is being hosted by Anurag Services LLP on behalf of GIPCL. From the management, we have Mr. K.K. Bhatt, Executive Director, Finance and Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Shalin Patel, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer, and other senior members from the management. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. K.K. Bhatt, Executive Director, Finance and Chief Financial Officer, GIPCL. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Good afternoon. Yeah. Proceed.
Yeah, proceed with. Anurag, if possible, we can go directly to question and answer.
Yes, sir. Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Preet Nagarsheth with Wealth Advisor. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon, and thank you for taking this question. So the thing I wanted to understand first is that if you can help us, what is the PLF for the months of April, May, and June for one, the 600 MW solar project, as well as the lignite plant, if you can give us a sense of that?
Basically, this conference call is for the result for the financial year 2025-26. But however, the PLF you are asking for the thermal stations, they are very good. PLF is there. In case of thermal stations, that is SLBP 1 and SLBP 2, both have crossed the threshold limit of 70, nearing to 75% SLBP 1, and SLBP 2 is also nearing to 80%. So there is no issue of running the stations at good payload factor. And regarding the.
Oh.
Tell me.
No, no. I was saying then, sir, regarding the solar one, 600 MW, well, at Khavda, what is the update on that in terms of PLF?
Just a minute. Khavda, what is the Khavda? 33.24.
Okay, sir. And sir, if you can please help me, guide me, what is the conversion of this PLF to revenue, if you can understand? So how do I size this up, that the 600 MW at 33-odd%, how much revenue should we expect out of that?
Basically, revenue is 2.73 per unit. This basically you have to calculate separately. That is, CUF multiplied by 24 multiplied by capacity. You will get the million units, and then you have to multiply by the revenue. You will get the revenue.
Okay, sir. So, sir, at least in a rough sense, could you give us a sense of how much this will be for the full financial year? What should we expect for the FY26-27, just based on your rough sense?
CUF, you are telling?
No, I'm saying the revenue, sir, for the 600 MW plant.
Would be around you are talking about Khavda only, no?
Yes, I'm talking of Khavda only.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Sure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Saket Kapoor with Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Is 420 crore revenue would be roughly generated from Khavda?
Hello.
Yes, Saket ji.
Yes. Yeah, namaskar sir, and thank you firstly for this opportunity. Sir, if you could just outline to us or give us some more understanding of currently how our assets are sweating in terms of the entire portfolio, and what are we eyeing in terms for the ensuing year? And also, sir, what we have been reading about is a lot of grid congestion and issue with the evacuation of especially the solar assets have been read about. So how is the company preparing itself for the same? So just if you could just give set a background to us of how are we going to sweat these solar assets, but in particular, and also in terms of the thermal, wherein we have also announced I think so some new capacity addition. So some bit of thought process and some more color on the same.
Thank you, Mr. Saket. Basically, our all the stations are doing very well because we are top in the merit order. So generation-wise and power evacuation-wise, uptake, there is no issue. And as such, the power evacuation problem may be faced at some locations, but especially thermal, we are not facing any issue as of now, and we will not face also because of the region. Power evacuation in that region is more robust, and it is there is a heavy demand of the power in the South Gujarat. Secondly, regarding the RE solar, our all stations power evacuation is at full capacity. There is no backing down. However, you may be referring about the Khavda region. There is power evacuation issue is there since the entire KPS2 is still yet not ready. So there is a capacity addition has taken place, but evacuation line is not fully operational. So that issue is there, and it is being allowed on prorata basis by PGCIL. But as such, we don't have any issue in 600 megawatt. We have been given the full allocation in November 2025, and we are evacuating the full load from the Khavda from 600. That is why our CUF is 33%. So as such, we don't have any forces from GFCL per se. There is any evacuation issue at any of the power stations.
Sir, out of our portfolio of 1100 megawatt at Khavda, 600 we have already capitalized and commercialized, and on the basis of the metrics which you gave just to the earlier participant, we are expecting 420 crore of revenue from this 600 megawatt, or also the 500, what is the status of the 500 megawatt?
It is only 600.
So the 600 megawatt will generate revenue of 420 crore for the financial year 26-27. That is what should be.
That is an approximation.
Approximation, that year.
Also, it may 5-10% go down, go up also. Both way.
Okay. And about the remaining 500, what is the status and how will those come into play?
Basically, we are at a very advanced stage of commissioning in stage manner, and we are just waiting for the power evacuation facility getting ready by PGCIL. I think post monsoon they will be ready, so we may be able to commission the first phase of 200 megawatt and followed by another 200 megawatt in next couple of months.
Okay, so just to give some more color, sir, the 600 megawatt that we have, I think, already capitalized as on March, What is the depreciation and the interest cost? If you could just give the EBITDA number for the 600 MW asset, that would give us some more understanding. Or what is the EBITDA margin trend for our solar asset, if you could give the color on the same?
Just a minute. EBITDA margin for this would be 355 from 600 Khavda.
355 crore should be the EBITDA.
350-360, you can roughly assume.
Okay. Okay, sir. That is on a revenue of 420. We are going to exhibit the EBITDA in the vicinity of 350-360. Hello?
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes. Sir, now coming to the current maturity partner, how are we going to repay the loan? What are the current maturities or the moratorium period that we have? And if you could just give us some color, how is this repayment cycle going to commence?
See, basically, our thermal stations all are debt-free. Solar existing 262 and 112. Wind is also more or less debt-free. Very small portion of debt has remained in the books. Only the Khavda 600 MW debt is there. Interest payment payout is there. And one-year moratorium is there up to the June 2026. That is the current quarter. The next quarter, repayment will start. But technically, we are making the profit from 600 MW, and it is ballooning. First 5 years, it is less than second 5 years, slightly top up, then another top up. Like that, ballooning repayment is there. So we don't see any issue on the repayment side also because we have enough cash surplus being generated from the Khavda 600 MW to repay the repayment side of the loan.
Okay, sir. We ended the year 31st March 2026 on a borrowing of 3,250 under the non-current liability. So taking into account the moratorium period getting over and our repayment schedule, what should be our long-term borrowing number post commissioning? Also, I think so the 500 will also get commissioned, but that is factored in the 3,247 number. So what should be the closing debt number on the long-term borrowing?
It would be around 4,500 crore, roughly. You can say it would be the debt portion after commissioning of the 500 MW.
This is after the loan which we're going to repay for this year?
Yes.
Sir, just to correct me here, sir, when we look at our capital work in progress, that number is 2,000. So that is already there in the borrowing. So why is the debt going up by 2,500? Or this will get transferred to the debt?
See, basically, it is in the project phase right now, and that capitalization will take place. And simultaneously, borrowing has already been taken from the lenders towards the project. That is also being shown in the books of accounts.
That was my point, sir. Why is the number going to move up from 3,200 to 4,500 when the capital work in progress is only getting capitalized?
We have not taken the full debt as of now. It is still disbursement is pending. Work is going on. So there are certain conditions of payment to the contractors based on certain fulfillment of certain conditions. PV modules have been supplied post-March. Then balance of supply work is also going on. So 500 MW has not yet completed on 31st March.
Okay. And sir, with regard to the storage facility and how we are seeing that every RE player is coming up with some form of the other of the storage, battery storage format. If you could just explain to us what should we expect from GIPCL going ahead in terms of the battery storage foray, and what are our preparations, if any, for the same?
See, first of all, you should understand the PPA parameters which we have entered into with GUVNL, wherein offtake is being taken by GUVNL on fullest capacity. So, as such, I don't require as of now any storage capacity. It is to be governed by GUVNL as a offtaker of the power. If he feels ki there is a requirement of storage capacity in the RE because to maintain the grid, they will definitely tell us to go ahead with the storage facility in the existing project. So we will take that to our stride, and we will put the storage capacity as may be required.
And pertaining to the new thermal power plant announcement that we had earlier, or if you could just outline to us what is in foray in terms of addition of more capacity in the thermal space, and also what would be the likelihood future of our gas-based plants. Now it is 6 long years that they have been stranded. So what is the thought process currently of the management with respect to the availability and thereby utilization of those assets?
The gas-based stations, looking at the current geopolitical situation, I think it is not going to be revived now. So we are trying to put the gas capacity in the existing gas-based station location, and we are using the existing facility of switch yard and other facility of evacuation towards the back, and we have already got the approval from GUVNL to put 120 megawatt BAS, and the tender is already in place. So putting the first phase of BAS, this is the first step, and we are also thinking to put another 30 into 160 megawatt BAS in the coming year in this place. So this is the thought process of the management regarding the utilization of the existing facility at Baroda location. And regarding the capacity expansion of 750 megawatt thermal lignite-based power station, already approval has been given by GUVNL in principle for going ahead with under Section 62 cost plus basis. And we have already floated the tender, and it is under observation by BHEL and other parties. So once the tender gets clear and the order is being placed by end of the current financial year or last quarter of the current financial year, the rest project will start on its own for a period of 3-4 years down the line. 3 to 50 into 3 capacity will be commissioned by 31, 32, and 33. That is the right now target.
Right. I just joined the queue for my follow-up. And thank you, sir. And we hope that there are continuity of these calls either on a biannually or a quarterly.
Yeah, we will definitely, we have understood your requirement, and we will definitely come to you on regular basis, so that you will get the regular updates as may be required.
Yes, sir. I'm joining the queue, sir, and all the best to the team.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Kiran Mehta with Eureka Investment. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. I'm very happy with this con call, and I would request management to continue this feature. Sir, just to continuing with Saket's question, so are we incurring additional 1,500 crores kind of investment to commence that 500 megawatts? That's number one. Number two, just my understanding, sir, you said around 350 crores EBITDA from 600. this 500 would generate another 350 and a present 300 EBITDA. So does it mean that FY 26-27 we are looking at 1,000 crores of EBITDA, assuming 500 megawatt is also operational by then? My last question is, sir, we have a Khavda park where we are establishing the solar park, and I think we have been allotted a very huge land. So what is the development on that, and where we can start generating EBITDA on those projects as well? Thank you, sir, and I wish we are in a very big transformative journey, generating 1,000 crores kind of EBITDA from FY 27, and I wish we have more discussions on con calls. Thank you, sir.
You are absolutely correct, but this year you will not see the EBITDA of 950 to 1,000. Once the 500 get commissioned for the full operational year, hopefully next year you will see these figures on the paper. Once all the stations are in commission and full year of operation, this EBITDA margin of 950 to 1000 will be there, as you rightly mentioned. And regarding park, we have been allotted 2375 megawatt park, wherein in the park 1100 we are putting on our own, and rest we have already given to third party to sell to the GUNL, and those parties are Coal India, SJVN, and SAEL. So that PPA is directly by the project developer with GUNL. We are only the park developer per se. For power evacuation and infrastructure facility is to be provided by GIPCL, which is already in place, and that is available to other park developers.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Falguni Datta with Mansarovar Financials. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Sir, I have a few questions. One is this, you mentioned, just to clarify, this 500 megawatt solar plant is coming, will be commissioned in FY 27, is it?
Not 27. It is going to commission in phase manner 26, 27, and most probably post-monsoon, once the work will gear up by third quarter, it will be mostly commissioned capacity.
So the capacity will be commissioned by end of this financial year. The revenue may start from next year, right?
Revenue will start post-commissioning, but initially all the teething problems, O&M, issues may be there. So full operational, as you see, 600 megawatt is giving me 33% here. That figure will turn out in the next financial year only.
Okay. And this 1,000 crore EBITDA that you mentioned is for the solar division?
No, it is entire, including all.
Okay. Including lignite and everything.
Yes.
And the expansion that you mentioned, 750, was for the lignite plant, you said?
Correct.
And sir, I have one few questions based on Q4 results also. The other income that was of 42 crores versus 13 crore in previous quarter. So can you give a breakup of this 42 crore other income?
See, basically other incomes are from the insurance claims, which has been settled in the current financial year, have been crystallized, and we have booked, and out of that one income is from the income tax return, income tax refund.
Okay.
What is the amount? I will let you know. 17 crore is towards the income tax refund. The various insurance claims, and then amortization of the government grant, all those small liquidated damage levied to the O&M contractors, like that.
So this user development charge revenue and the subsidy from the government and O&M revenue, none of these has come this year?
The UDC is a capital payment, upfront development charge. That is not an income. O&M, as you rightly said, is an income. But O&M phase will start once the as per PPA, their plant get commissioned. So current financial year, O&M will start getting from in the Khavda park from the developers.
Okay. And sir, another thing was like, could you give me a the EBITDA for the just the solar division of ours, the entire solar division, the EBITDA numbers for FY for full year FY 2026.
FY solar division EBITDA would be around you can say 600 somewhere.
600 crores.
26-27.
No, I am asking for FY 2026 year gone by. The solar EBITDA.
Last year. For 25-26.
Yeah, for 25-26.
It was only 332.
Okay, which will go to 600 crore this year.
Yes.
And sir, what was the PBT for the solar division last year?
For
solar division was 62 crores. And another question is, sir, how much of the interest depreciation increase do you expect next year?
Next year means 26-27?
Yeah.
See, right now it is 107 to 110. It will go double fold, 225 to 250 because of addition of the debt of 500 plus 600. Both will be there in the books. And since last year 600 was commissioned in December, so only one quarter interest is being booked in the current financial year. This year it will be total 600 plus the existing, so it will go double fold, around 250.
Both interest and depreciation?
Depreciation would be from 187 to 345 to 50 it will go.
It will go to 350 depreciation?
Yes.
Okay. And sir, at the peak, so the revenue from this Khavda area where we have done the infrastructure work, the revenue for us, the additional revenue which will flow from the other operators will be only O&M, which will come into P&L.
Because other operators are going to sell power to GUVNL as per the PPA, we will be getting only the O&M part. As per the terms of the MNRE, terms and conditions as a park developer.
And the subsidy from the government and user development charge will not be a part of the PL, the subsidy portion and the user development charge?
These are all capex items. It is being captured in the books of account as per the terms of the Ind AS and amortization through amortization
for okay.
The type of the park.
So they will not come in P&L?
P&L, definitely it will come, but it will be in the form of amortization. It is just like the previous.
Yeah. Okay, understood. And O&M revenue, how much do you expect at the peak?
O&M revenue would be around 55 to 60 crores.
Okay, at the peak.
Yes.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's all from my side as of now. And sir, one more question. What was the PAT for the solar part in for last year? FY 2026.
We are not having any tax expense as such. in any of the division.
Okay.
Tax is being taken
okay.
As a company as a whole, and we are in VAT.
Okay, okay.
So we, that question of VAT at the division level doesn't arise.
Okay, okay, sir. Okay, thank you, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vipul Shah with Shubhmangal Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity, sir. So my first question is capital work in progress. That is 2,065 crores. That pertains entirely to the 500 megawatt project, which will be commissioned this year?
Yes.
Okay, and sir, in reply to your one earlier question, you said solar division EBITDA last year was 330 crores and you are expecting EBITDA from 600 megawatt project of another 350 crores, right?
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what will be the revenue? We are given 2,375 megawatt park and we are developing only 1,100, so rest 1,275 will be developed by other developers. But what is the revenue model here and what type of annual revenue we can expect? If you can explain the revenue model, it will be really helpful.
See, as a park developer, our role is to maintain the park entirely, wherein the revenue will generate from the park by way of O&M from the project developer. It would be around 50 to 60 crore as per the terms of MNRE finalized. The O&M to be recovered from the park developer by MNRE. So that income is around 50 to 60 crore from the park.
But we will be incurring expenses to maintain the park also, no?
Yes, yes.
So what? So net, what should be our earnings from this activity, where we just act as a facilitator?
It is basically as of now we are expecting around 20 to 25 crore revenue generation net of the expenditure from the park.
And that will be for how many years, sir?
It will be for 25 years. Till the time of PPA signed with GUVNL.
And sir, what is our average coupon rate on this borrowings?
7.8.
7.8.
Yes.
And regarding the expansion of 750 megawatts of thermal capacity, what type of capex will be requiring?
Around 6,500 to 7,000 would be required for thermal capacity of 750. It would be around 6,000 crore capex towards the thermal of 750.
So we'll start growing that from which year? So again, that will go up, right?
Yes, definitely that will go up. But it will be in phased manner because the gestation period for the lignite-based thermal station to come up is nearing 3 to 4, minimum 4 years. So we need to have the capex in phased manner. In next, starting from 2027, it would be till 2032-33 capex will be there towards 750 phases.
So considering this fire current debt and this debt which we propose to take for expansion of thermal capacity, what should be our peak debt?
What should be our
peak debt?
That would be around 4,500, you can roughly take.
Including thermal,
so see, when the thermal will come up, again it will go down some repayment will be there towards the existing debt. So again, we have to work out. 4,500 crore debt will be added in phase manner, but repayment will be there of these 4,500 or so. So odd figure would be around 6,000 to 6,500 at a one point of time. You can add, you can say it would be there in the books, peak debt.
And lastly, are we covered for full fuel for this expansion of thermal capacity, all 750 megawatts? Do we have the lignite supply covered?
See, we have the available lignite in the region to cater the requirement of the total 750 plus 500 for the entire PPA life period.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. And I hope you continue this practice of holding con calls regularly. And another suggestion, if you can give a presentation of all the figures which you have maintained so that we don't have to ask. Yeah, so all other generation companies, if you can give in tabular form, it will be really very helpful, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you very much, sir.
Thanks.
The next question comes from the line of Jugal Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Sir, I just have a quick question on our FY26 number is approximately 1,500 crores as your top line. Can you just give us the breakdown? I know the Khavda is just towards the end. So X Khavda for solar, X Khavda for wind, the thermal, and whatever we have contributed towards 1,500 for Khavda, can you give the breakdown for the revenue numbers?
You are talking about 26, 27 or
25, 26.
25, 26, you want the revenue breakup of revenue addition from Khavda.
Outside of Khavda. Khavda, you mentioned that the 600 megawatt is not 100%, right? So if you can break up into X Khavda for solar, X of Khavda for wind, and Khavda and thermal, if you can give us the breakdown for four of these.
See, the solar, this is the revenue is 152 crore. Then wind is 86 crore. 75 megawatt solar is 38 crore. Khavda is 111 crore. So this is the revenue from the RE division. Revenue from SLPP 1 and so it is around 1,030 crore.
1,103. Yes. Okay. And sir, what is the top line growth if we need to understand, because 600 would be fully operational for this FY26, FY27, and again 500 megawatt would be partially. So can we expect a growth of at least 20-25%?
See, the revenue addition on the top line would be around between 400 to 425-30 crore on the top line from 600 megawatt Khavda, and roughly 30 to 40 crore will be the top line addition towards the Haripath. So you can say 450 revenue top line will be added in the existing top line.
Okay. Yeah, and sir, as a blended margin, because I know for solar it is higher and thermal it would be lower, but as a blended, can we expect at least 40% margin? Because we will have more of solar into life.
Margin means?
The EBITDA margin.
EBITDA, I have already given the calculation. You can work out. It would be the full capacity 600 CapEx, 600 commissioning, 26-27, EBITDA would be around 950-940 roughly hovering. So you can work out the percentage.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you. I'll queue back in the line.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Kiran Kothari with Sumit Enterprises. Please go ahead.
Sir, my question regarding Khavda Power Station, 600 megawatt. It was claimed that CUF will be 28%, but in March quarter, it is working for 3 full months, and according to your website, the CUF was 23%. Why it is so?
That is last year's figure, and current, I am talking about the current year, what has been asked by someone, that is, I am talking about the CUF of the current year. That is the December we have commissioned in phase, and that CUF represents the last year's CUF.
So this quarter CUF will be 33%, right?
See, we have come, last year it was in the teething phase, and we have solved all the teething issues, and now we are on full swing.
So this quarter it is going up, right?
Yes, this quarter, second quarter again it will go down because of the monsoon, and third quarter again it will pick up.
I just want to confirm, it is 33% in this quarter, yes, against 23% in March quarter, right?
Yes. Yes.
And the second thing about all the companies give their production numbers post March, after end of the quarter, and your website use only after results. Why don't you update your, as soon as the quarter ends?
See, basically after the quarter end, there are certain data which is getting validated by WRLDC and SLDC, which takes around one and a half months. Roughly, they lag behind, and that data is being validated, and then the actual power which we have sold, that is getting confirmed. That's why we are not declaring the earlier before the results. That is the reason.
So my question about that solar power plant in Khavda. So, what will be your expecting CEO of this plant?
Yeah, I have already said 33, but during the monsoon it will go down. But roughly yearly, if you see, we are expecting 30 plus.
30 plus. Okay, and what about Baroda gas station? It is idle right now. What is your plan for that?
I already replied. Baroda station, other than plant facility, we are using towards the BAS, and we are already putting up 2 BAS stations tomorrow.
BAS stations?
BAS means battery storage.
The battery storage. Hello?
Yes, battery storage.
Okay, and regarding the 75 megawatt that is remaining to 1175 you are supposed to develop, you are developing right now 1100. What about the 75 megawatt? It is remaining.
See, the 75 megawatt capacity which is being available as per the MNRE and the park capacity which has been allotted to GIPCL. But we have more than 75 megawatt available land because of we have used the land in very best manner, so we can have the available land to put 200 megawatt over there, and we are planning to have the 200 megawatt capacity with that, and it will be coming in the next couple of months. That project will be conceived there.
Okay, and one question more about your group power plant. You have commissioned one group power plant last year, so 75 megawatts, with your promoters. So what is revenue model of that plant? How much revenue you get from that plant?
Last year, we have commissioned in the month of May, and we have the revenue of around from that station, just a minute, 38 crores.
But that was the first.
For 9 months.
Okay. Yes.
Hello?
Yes, it was 9 months.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, folks.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Preet Thakurseth with Wealth Advisor. Please go ahead.
Yes, so a couple of other questions. One is, would it be possible to publish the PLF data on the BSE NSE sites? I mean, so that all the investors at large would have access to that information?
We will look into it and we will see that how next quarter onwards, if possible, we will publish.
So the other question I wanted to ask is that will you be needing to raise further equity for the additional 6,000 crore thermal capacity that you are putting up?
Yes,
is that something that GIPC
have any plan? But if required, we will raise the equity, or we may go to our promoter also for getting the infusion of equity as may be required, because the cash.
Right. The reason I'm asking that is, sir, any project will have a 70-30 financing, right? So, of 6,000 crores, if you're getting debt, or that's the cost of the project, then there will be a certain large component of equity needed, even if the promoter has to put in, right? So, that number will have to come in.
We will see, because 4,800 would be 80-20 debt, and rest 1,200 will be the equity. We will see how it is to be funded, whether through internal accrual over a period of 5 years, or through promoters infusion, or some equity dilution, or in the market, from the market. We will see how we can manage those equity requirements.
Wonderful. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vikram Damani with Damani Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yes.
Sir, a few questions. Starting with the lignite new plant that we're proposing to build, will that be covered under a PPA with our promoters?
Yes, but not the promoters. That there will be a PPA with the power off-taker, GUVNL.
Okay, for the entire capacity?
Yes.
Okay, and for the next year, FY28, once 500 megawatt is also operational, what will our interest cost and depreciation be for next year?
Depreciation would be roughly, again it will go up, no? 500 addition. The depreciation would be around 550 to 600.
Okay.
And interest would be 290. Interest would be 400 crore to 450 crore.
Okay. Great. Another question, sir. You're speaking about converting the Baroda gas location into BESS stations.
Yes.
Could you throw some light on the kind of capex, revenue, customer, how the economics of that would work for us?
That is basically, we have already got the approval from GUVNL. That capacity is basically a storage type of mechanism. In certain fixed revenue will be given by GUVNL towards the putting the power and the battery storage, and then off-peak hour it will be transmitted to the grid as may be required by GUVNL.
Okay, would there be any capex towards this?
Capex
would
be around 250 to 300 crore.
250-300 crore, okay. And over the next, say, 12 months? Like, any item of timelines and what revenue can we expect from this?
It is 1 year. It will take around 1 year down the line.
Mm-hmm.
To add the capacity
fully operational.
And revenue? What can we expect on an annualized basis?
Revenue would be, I have to check, there is a model, but it is basically, we want to understand the whole mechanism of BAS. That is why we have given that proposal to GVNL.
Mm-hmm.
And per unit, it would be around 6 rupees. The revenue model is there.
Okay, 6 rupees per unit. And so last thing, you mentioned that we have land available in Khavda and we are speaking about going from 75 to additional 200 megawatts.
Yes.
Is that a firm plan?
Yes, we have firm land that the land allocated was 4750 hectare, that mm-hmm. is for 2375 megawatts. But with the optimization of the land, we have the available pocket of land which can take wherein we can put 200 megawatt at least capacity at that location.
And if at all, then we start that process in FY27, so our 4,500 crore peak debt, not counting the lignite plant. So those numbers could change conceivably?
Yes, yes. When the capacity of this new 200 megawatt add, it will again change. Then BAS, it will slightly impact on the 4500, but BAS will not have much impact. 200 also would not have much impact on the revenue, this debt portion, because it is a very, if you see, it is around 800 to 1000 crore if you take the 200 megawatt capex at the Khavda. So that amount of debt would be very minimal on the overall 4,500.
Got it.
We'll add more to 300 crores.
So very, very useful, sir. As a lot of my peers have mentioned, if you could have these calls more frequently, it would be very useful for us, along with some presentations. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Saket Kapoor with Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Just a small understanding. So what will be our repayment schedule in terms of the 4,500 crore debt repayment, money, the coming four years?
I have already mentioned, I don't remember, you have to come down. I have to show you the repayment schedule. Initially, it is on lower side, initial 5 years, because okay. I know we have the project, then again it will top up, then again next 5 years it will top up. So like that, it is step up repayment is there. But I don't remember the figures and percentage right now.
And sir, as you have mentioned that the buyer for us is GUVNL, so that is assurance from them. But as we have seen that our is a state that is surplus in electricity. So going ahead, do we have the STU and the ITU also signed going ahead, or what happens in case of the supply exceeding the demand for the state? How will then our utilization, especially for the RE assets, play out?
It is your perception, but since last 10 years, there is no supply and demand mismatch. Demand is always more than the supply. So industrial growth will be there as per the GDP growth, and Gujarat is a growing state. There is a demand capacity requirement has already been envisaged as per the development being taken place. So I don't think there will be any surplus like that. And even if surplus happens, we are on top of the merit order. So as per the merit order, those who are costly power supplier, they will be curtailed down. First,
GAB
will not be impacted.
Right, sir. Sir, just to the earlier participant, you mentioned the depreciation number for 27-28 to in the vicinity of 550 to 600, and the finance cost trending between 400 to 450. That is what the number for 27-28 is modeled out?
Yes.
And what is the corresponding number for 26-27, sir? That also you mentioned, just if you could, for the sake of repetition.
26-27, it is per se assumption.
the depreciation would be around 425 to 450 and interest cost would be around 270 crores odd figure we are expecting.
Okay, and the incremental revenue would be to the tune of 400 crore only.
400, 600. And if you like that pro rata, 500 also at the same 2.73. Pro rata, you have to work out for 500 also.
Okay. 400 is for the entire year for 600 megawatt and 500 we have to work out pro rata basis of the commissioning and the ramp up.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you to all the participants and to you also, sir, for elaborating to us and giving us the color of the same. And as my friends have also mentioned, we hope that we look for the continuity. And also, sir, the press release part and presentation should be a part of our numbers also going ahead. Kindly look to work for the same and all the best to the team, sir.
Thank you. That we will take care and we will do that.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Nilesh Doshi with Prospero Tree AMC. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, you are audible.
Thank you, sir. Sir, you have mentioned that the 500 megawatt solar project is not commenced because of the evacuation problem. But do the company has incurred the full capex for the 500 megawatt or still something is pending?
Not yet.
So it means that our power project is also not ready to start. It is not the evacuation problem, but our project is not also installed fully.
You cannot say fully because in the solar it is not like that. The total capacity has to be commissioned at one go. You can add 50 megawatt, 100 megawatt, 200 megawatt based on what capacity of evacuation is ready from your side. So we are ready with certain capacity. But there is some issue. So we are waiting and watching and going ahead with the rest of the capacity addition according to that pace.
Okay, sir. And sir, under PPA, is power purchaser or power purchaser is under obligation to take whatever the energy we generate, whatever number of units we generate, or suppose if the output is less than the estimated, then are we responsible for the lower output, or in case we generate the higher output, then are we allowed to sell in the open market?
See, basically there is no upper limit whatever you are generating you can push power and you will get the tariff, but lower size there is a benchmark. If every PPA as per the terms and conditions of the location and your project capex how you have done it. According to that, every PPA, there is a benchmark you have. If you are generating below those percentage, there is a penalty being imposed by GUVNL in case of any lower side generation.
So what assumption we have taken for the CUF while signing the PPA, see, because in the last quarter, just one of the analysts has asked about the CUF generated in the, it is around 20.5% and you mentioned that in the current quarter, it is around 30%+. So what is our estimate of CUF for the all plants?
See, basically every plant is unique. Every plant generation CUF depends on the location, radiation, what kind of panels are there, what kind of cleaning facility, roboting, tilting, all those things has to be seen. According to that, CUF is being estimated. For Khavda, we are estimating 30+. For Radha Nesra, we are getting around 28-29. Another thing is that how much is the DC addition is there, that is also matters. So every project and every location has different CUF percentage.
So this year we may reach up to the 29-30% on a blended part because of the, including the Rajansheda and everything, whole plant.
Earlier, this Charanga, we will definitely get 29-30.
And sir, our finance cost is, you mentioned that 7.8% is the interest rate. Is it the fixed or is it linked with the MCLR or anything?
It is floating.
It is floating. Floating. Okay, sir. And our method of depreciation is on a straight line method or WDV?
It is straight line.
Straight line method. Okay, sir. Sir, in such case, when our PPA is signed and our tariff is fixed, how the revenue will grow? Suppose if there is some shortfall of unit generation, then in that year, particularly if there is a long period of the monsoon or winter season, our revenue may be low because of the lower CUF. In that case, how the what is the our any remedy for that?
Basically, we keep certain margin in the CUF percentage for getting the profitability from the station. Then only we put the tariff for the purpose of competitiveness. So according to that, we have the enough margin to take care of this kind of situation.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Udit Sehgal with Pinpoint X Capital. Please go ahead.
Am I audible, sir?
Yes.
Sir, looking beyond this 1,100 capacity that we are going to do and maybe another 200 addition to it, what is our medium and long-term plan? I mean, do we plan to be a RE developer? And because I mean, getting the connectivity and the land takes a long time. So what is our pipeline like that for it, you know, after these projects are commissioned?
We are always into the generation. So post what I have mentioned, we are in the process and certain pieces of land under acquisition are also in pipeline. So once that land pockets and all those like Khavda made available to GAPCL, we will definitely look for certain capacity addition in the solar also in coming years. So that work is already going on. But exact number I cannot let you know. Once all the land availability get crystallized, evacuation get crystallized, then we can have those numbers in place.
Okay. But what would be like a medium term vision? Would be planning to add like 500 or 1,000 per year, or I mean, something we must have made, right?
Yes.
Some kind of vision.
One thing and actual reality is another thing. So we are thinking to add certain capacity of solar in next couple of years, around 200 to 300 megawatt. But we will see how we are going to get the land and where we are going to get the land.
Okay. And on the BESS front, sir, if I got it right, first, basically we are going to do convert that gas plant, the land there and the connectivity we want to use to connect it to BESS. That is the only BESS project we are doing.
Yes. As of now, that only we are doing. But we are open for any future BESS requirement comes into picture through GUVNL. For our existing stations, we will be happily ready to do those projects also.
Okay, great, sir. And with regards to pump storage, sir, how exactly are we moving with that? Because I think we were planning for something along those lines also.
We are into certain pockets of pump storage getting from the government. And we are in the process of getting those locations. Once those locations are made available from the GOG, we will definitely go ahead into pump storage also.
And sir, regarding the connectivity to Khavda, when do you would be a, you know, timeline, like maybe a monsoons, after monsoons, so you mean September, October, we could start getting the connectivity?
I think most probably by end of this month, the connectivity will be no issue from the PGCIL.
Okay, so we could start our installation in phases from August itself, you mean to say? Okay, excellent, sir. Thank you so much, sir, and a great initiative to connect with investors.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Suryan Sawal, Jha Investors Home Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Okay, my question is on, like, do you have any advance PPA for the that Khavda project?
PPA is already in place for Khavda.
And what percentage of PPA and what is the tenor of that PPA?
25 years.
Okay, understand. My another question is on, like, right now, any renewable contentment impact on your revenue, or if yes, then what percent of impact?
For 600, where there is no curtailment, it is a firm allocation. So we are pushing 600 full, that is why our CUF is 33.
I understand. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Ramakrishnan with Equity Intelligence. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, sir. Sir, my question is, see, this year our EBITDA was around our PBT was around 244 crores. So next year, suppose we are going to make a EBITDA of around 950 crores, and if we have depreciation and interest to the tune of 1000 crores, then the PBT will be very negligible. And this year, because of the transition to a new regime, we got a credit of around 260 crores. No? So how do you plan to, so next year, what about the dividend and all that?
Dividend, we are committed. We will pay what we are paying because we have certain obligations to the investors also. But let us see how the figures are coming around post-commissioning 500. So EBT is all depend on the how commissioning takes place for 500.
Even if you, so you are mentioning around depreciation of 550 crores and the interest of 450 crores, no?
Mm-hmm.
So if you make a 750 crores, a 950 crores EBITDA, then the EBITDA will not cover both this interest and depreciation.
It then, you are, I think, mixing the figures of 25-26 and
26-27. So that
profit will be there, PBT, post-commissioning 500. We have to see when it is getting commissioned. Without 500, the profitability PBT is very good. And if 500 is get commissioned, there will be certain hit on the PBT because of initial teething problem. Some initial loss like 600 which we have booked around 220 crore in the current year, that will be there. So all the figures, crystallization will take place once the 500 gets commissioned.
Okay.
26, 27, you will not have much issue. So only 27, by the time you will have some other income also will be coming in.
Next, 26, 27, we don't have issue. 27, 28, when 500 will also start pushing the full power. So the top line and below line, both for PBT, would be a better as of now as compared to the current year.
Okay. Sir, another thing is, so we have around 310 megawatt watt of gas power plant. So approximately 10 crore, we have must have invested around 2,000 to 3,000 crores on that. So now that is not giving us any return.
Then 310 commissioning of 145 was way back in 1993, project cost was around 150 crore and another one, 155 was also 250 to 300 crore. So all the figures of CapEx has already been recovered through PPA, through tariff, and we have recovered everything. So there is as such on the book side or loss side, as such nothing is on the books as a loss.
Okay. So if the gas prices comes down, I think, see, because last 2 years we were not operating gas power plant because your cost of production was around 10 rupees. So do we have any plan to restart that gas-based power plant if the gas prices come down?
I have plan, but all this depends on the geopolitical situation and how the gas prices moves in the next couple of years. That only will determine the availability of my station.
Okay. But in case of Torrent gas-based power plant, during the summer they operate because the peak power demand, I think they are trying to supply. But we are not doing anything like that, no?
Basically, they have certain gas committed available from some sources at a very reasonable rate. That's why they were been in a position to supply. Otherwise, they would not have been in a position to supply power.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Sumit Kothari with Kothari Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir. Yes, I was hearing all this. Actually, what is happening, it is getting a lot of confusion there because of your projected depreciation number, interest numbers, and yes, that should not be there. So, I think 26, 27, only part of the 500 megawatt is coming into stream, right?
Correct.
So depreciation and interest and depreciation will be also lower on the lower side this year, 26-27.
See, 26-27, 500.
What is getting confusing that everybody is thinking that depreciation and interest will be around 900 crores against a EPBT of 950 crores. That is confusing because there is no, I think, 500 megawatt just the revenue generating by 500 revenue is not adding in this.
See, you are confusing. See, what figure you are telling is for 27-28. One of the investors has requested that once the 500 get fully commissioned, what would be the figure? This is the figure post-commissioning of the 500 in the books. For the current 26-27, it would be on pro-rata basis. Based on the commissioning date, it will be...
So, I think there is substantial profit after tax in this year also.
But it will substantially, the figures which you are referring will go down based on the commissioning takes place. Because already half a year will go away, so 500 megawatt commissioning interest and depreciation both get will half, and that figure which we are talking about will get also reduced by 200 crore or roughly in both the sectors, depreciation as well as interest.
But also at the same time, we are also getting some revenues, na? That will get adjusted against the depreciation and interest. Hello?
Yes.
I just want to ask about 25, 26, 27, what will be the finance cost and the depreciation, and what will be EBITDA?
26, 27.
Yeah.
There is a projected figure. I cannot give you the exact number, but roughly interest would be around 250 to 260 and depreciation would be around 425 to 450. This is a rough, I am telling you.
Okay, means 700 crore.
Will vary based on the commissioning of 500 megawatts.
Okay. So, against EP beta of 950 crores, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Janak Shah with Wealth Finvisor. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes. Sir, I had most of the questions are answered, but my question was that like there have been several delays in commissioning the renewables and the ROE is also quite low. And we are the only company, like we have done so many expansions, but we are the only company which is available at the book value is far higher than the current market price. When can we expect the ROE to cross the 14% mark? And any plans, further plans of adding a concall every 3 months from your side?
Basically,
when the results are declared.
ROE, you have to exclude this gas-based station. So you will get the ROE of more than 13 to 14%.
But the gas base station still exists, right? Yeah.
Exists in the books, but technically they are, basically we are thinking to hive off in very recent, next couple of months decision will be taken because nothing is going to happen on the gas front. So there is no point in continuing with the gas base station in the books.
Right, sir. So today was a very good initiative of adding a concall. Would it be possible to have a concall every 3 months when the results are declared?
Yeah, definitely.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. KK Bhatt for any closing comments.
Thank you all the investors for joining and having a good interaction with all the investors, and definitely we will take all your suggestions into cognizance, and whatever is the best possible from our side, we will take care and we will do that. So if you feel any of the queries, you can mail it to cs@gabcl.com. We will definitely reply those queries even if you have forgotten any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Gujarat Industries Power Company Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.